Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody but Jesus. When I felt like I was about to lose my mind, it was nobody but Jesus that came in, and he stepped in, and he stepped in right on time. Amen. Good afternoon, and praise the Lord. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Tripper, and I bring you Ministering God's Way Fivefold, live from Starkville, Mississippi. And welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We are talking about today, who is this king? Last week, we talked about what shall we say when we stand before the king? What shall we say when we stand before the king? And today, we're asking the question, who is this king? Well, we're talking about Jesus Christ. Amen. And so our scripture is going to come from Exodus, the third chapter. That's the book of Exodus, the third chapter. And it is the 14th verse that we're going to read. That's Exodus, the third chapter, and the 14th verse. And it reads, "And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come right now thanking you for this day and this hour and this opportunity to come before you on Ministering God's Way fivefold. Father God, we ask that you bless each listener and the listening audience, Father God, that you bless the message, Father, that will come forth, that we may not just hear the word, but, Father God, that we might be doers of the word, that it might penetrate our spirits and our hearts and our minds, and that we would be doers of your holy and precious word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Who is this King? Who is this King? The King of glory, strong and mighty. Glory to God. You know, I know what God can do. He is strong and he is mighty. Amen. He is a powerful God. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. His name is Jesus Christ, but he's also the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. He's all you want him to be and more. And he's also the King of glory. Amen. I want to give a shout out first to my prayer intercessor, Eddie Mae Coleman, tuning in live. And we see you on the air, Eddie Mae, and we thank God for you. And we praise God for you. We know that God has brought you a mighty long way and that you truly know and certainly know who this King is that we're talking about. We're talking about the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And I know she always says, she always tells us that, well, she tells me that he is her everything. Amen. He is, can be your everything. Amen. And so also I know she said he's her sweet, sweet. So you have to know him, Jesus Christ, in the power of his might to be able to personalize and give him that name. But there's only one name above, under heaven, I'm sorry, whereby men can be saved, and that is the name of Jesus Christ. And that's who we're talking about. That's who this King is that we're referring to. So we want to also thank God for my husband and his absence. He preached on today in Preston, Mississippi, and he preached the message that God is still doing miracles, performing miracles. Amen. Yes, he is. He is still a miracle worker. How many of you know in the listening audience, he's still a miracle worker? I feel that. God is a miracle worker. He is all you need him to be. If you get to know him, if you have a personal relationship, he becomes everything to you. We look in Isaiah, the 54th chapter. The Isaiah 54th chapter says, the Lord thy maker is thine husband. Some of you may not have heard that scripture, may not have read that scripture. Isaiah 54:5. It tells us that for thy maker is thy husband. Amen? Amen. Because God is what? He is Jehovah Jireh. And what does that Jehovah Jireh mean? He is our provider. Amen? He provides for us. He saves us from ourselves and from sin. And you know what? Jesus saves from the utmost and to the uttermost. Jesus saves. Amen. He is a mighty good God. Oh, he's a wonderful counselor. How many of you know him as a wonderful counselor? There are counselors in the world. There are worldly counselors. But there are even godly counselors out there. We're talking about pastors and bishops. You can go to them for godly counsel. Amen. And they will give you the words of the Lord. But Jesus Christ himself, this King that we're referring to, the King of kings, Jesus Christ, he is a wonderful counselor. Amen. And wonderful, what does that adjective wonderful mean? That adjective means the prefix of wonderful is wonder. So Jesus is so wonderful. Not only is he a wonderful counselor, but his wonders to perform. Amen. because he's just good like that. He is so awesome, he'll blow your mind. His wonders to perform, he's so wonderful, he'll have you in awe. Your mouth will be left wide open. But guess what? He said, open your mouth wide. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, and I feel it. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth. Open up your mouth wide. Jesus said, and he will feel it. He will feel it. He will feel your soul. He will feel your inner man. He will fill you with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. How many of you know him as an awesome God, as a wonderful counselor? See, you know, I have a very good pastor, a pastor of my own heart, and he will give me godly counsel. Amen. And I have a bishop that would give me wonderful counseling. But there is none other like Jesus Christ that will give me, that is, I'm sorry, though a wonderful counselor. I mean, my bishop may give me wonderful counseling, amen, but Jesus Christ, he is the wonderful counselor, amen, because, see, can't nobody do you like Jesus. This is the king we're talking about today. His name is King Jesus, the great I am. See, he told Moses, I am that I am. Glory be to God. He said, you know, I am. And he told Moses, you go and tell the children of Israel that I am Hashiarabosi, have sent me. Oh, glory unto you. Glory, hallelujah. The great I am. I am. I am. That's who he is. Whoever you need him to be, he is that. But one thing Jesus Christ is not, he is not evil. He is not proud. He is not arrogant. He is not haughty. He is not puffed up. He is not a man that he should lie. Oh, glory to God. Holy Spirit. He said he is the way, amen, and he is the truth. Glory be to God. Amen. And he is what? The life. He said that he came that we might have life and that we might have it what? More abundantly. That's right. More abundantly. Amen. See, you know, there. I'm talking to you on an LG phone right now, an Android LG. LG stands for life's good. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Ha ha. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, my life is good. But guess what? Jesus, this king, who is this king? This king of glory, strong and mighty. Who is, he can fight all, he fights our battles if you allow him. And he'll win every time. He gives you abundant life. Not only will your life be good, amen. He said it's not as if his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And then you can have the gift of what? Eternal life. Amen. See, that's the kind of God I serve. Amen. The gift of eternal life. See, when we leave this earth and these earthen vessels, oh, glory be to God, hey, we're going to have to stand before the king and be judged, because the Bible tells us after death comes what? The judgment. Amen? After death comes the judgment. So this is why last week we talked about, what are we going to say? What shall you and I say when we stand before the king? Well, today, we're asking the question, who is this king? And we're telling you about ministering God's way. Fivefold is telling you, this is who is this king? This who is this king? Psalm 24 and what? I believe that's the eighth verse. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. He's mighty in battle. You know, our arms are too short to box with anybody, and certainly they're too short to box with God. So don't try to fight anybody. Don't try to win anything, because the victory is already, the battle has already been won. Okay? You already have the victory in Christ Jesus. And if you don't have victory, this is what we're telling you today. If you still are bound in fetters and chains, can know him, Jesus Christ, in the power of his might. You can know him to become who he is, the King of kings and the Lord of lords and the Lord of glory and the Lord of hosts, the King of glory and the Lord of hosts. Amen? You are known as a wonderful counselor. You are known as a husband. You are known as the Prince of Peace. Hey, glory be to God. You know, peace that he gives you, the path of all understanding. See, that's the kind of peace I'm talking about. I moved to Mississippi 6 years ago from Cleveland, Ohio, and I moved out in Noxapater, Mississippi, and I lived on a dead-end road. Sit out on the front porch, and it was so peaceful. It was so peaceful, it scared me, because I thought, wow, I never knew peace like this before. Now, God will surpass, he'll surpass that type of serenity and tranquil environment. He'll surpass it. He said, "Pat, that I give you peace, ooh, Jesus, that passes all understanding." Who is this king? His name is Jesus, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is the Lord of hosts. He's the Lord of hosts and the King of glory. He's mighty and strong in battle. You know, the Bible tells us that vengeance is the Lord. He said, "I'll repay." He said, "Vengeance belongs unto me." You don't have to worry about being in no battle with nobody. Just give it over to Jesus. Turn it over to the Lord, and Jesus, he'll work it out. Give it to the King. Now, being that you have a relationship with the King, as you come to establish a relationship with the King, if you don't have one and you establish one, then now you become an heir, ooh, glory to God, to the throne. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So what does that make you? That makes you, if he's the king, what does that make you? Huh? We're his children. Huh? That makes us the little princesses and the princes. Amen? The men are princes and the women are princesses. Amen? Amen. Because he is our Father, which is in heaven. Amen. He's the King. So we are inheritors of the throne. And we are now, as you come to know him and the power and the fellowship of his suffering, and you really become a true believer, you've repented. You've been baptized in Jesus' name, washed in the blood of the Lamb, and you filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Now, you become what? A royal priesthood. Amen? You become royalty. Royal priesthood. A holy nation. He said, and a peculiar people that should show forth the praises of him that brought you out of darkness into what? The marvelous light. You got to let your light shine, shine, shine. See, you don't want to let, God is not going to put a light, he's not going to put it in the, he's not going to put it on the ground. He's going to put it out on the hill. See, the light's supposed to be supposed to be seen, not here. So, ye are the light of the world. And we are the salt of the earth. And so we are to let our light shine, that what others may see our good works and do what? Glorify God. Who is this King? Glorify God, which is in heaven. Our Father, which is in heaven. He is also the Father of light, the Bible says. I'm telling you, you know, there's so many names that we can reference Jesus to, but he said, in the word of God himself, he told Moses. In Exodus, the third chapter, in the 14th verse, he told Moses, and he letting us know who he is. He said, I am that I am. That's who he is. He said, I am that I am. That's what Jesus thought. But that's how he, that's who he is. We can reference so many ways because he is everything. He is the creator and the maker of the heavens and the earth, the universe. And the 24th Psalm begins with saying the earth is the Lord. Amen. And the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Amen. So the earth is, this is the king's earth. Amen. Are you living like a queen? Are you living like a royalty? Are you living like a princess? Are you living like a prince? Not Prince Charming. We talking about king's kids. We're talking about the King of Kings children, the Lord of Lords children, the priesthood, the royal priesthood. Are you living beneath your privileges? Not your means. I'm talking about your privileges. Because the Bible says in the first verse of the 24th Psalm, read it for yourself, the earth is the Lord. Amen. He said, it said the fullness, and the earth, the world, and they that dwell therein. The earth is the Lord. Amen. The world is the Lord, and they, us, meaning us, that dwell therein. So everything is belongs to him. So you should be not living beneath your privileges. Royalty, they have, we don't call them, it's not perks. They're called royalties. Amen? So the world calls them perks and amenities, but see, royalty calls them royalties. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So do you have your royalties? Your royalties are attached. They come automatically with being royalty. Are you living beneath your privileges? Are you living beneath your royalty? You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, sons and daughters. And we are to walk worthy in the vocation wherewith God has called us. And if you live for Jesus and glorify him which is in heaven and delight yourself in him, he said, I will give you your heart's desire. There shouldn't be any lack in your life. Nothing missing, nothing lack, nothing lacking. Because you have a firm and a solid foundation. And that's Jesus Christ. He is the rock. Your foundation. And who can we go to when the world seems to kind of seem like it's just coming in on us? We can go to the rock that's higher than us. That rock is Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings. He is the King of Glory. And he is the Lord of Hosts. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Jesus, he has a heavenly host that surrounds and encamps around us. Do you dispatch those heavenly host angels to encamp around you daily? Then I charge you to do so. Charge the heavenly host to encamp themselves around you and your family and to protect you and go with you and stand by you and go before you and after you in Jesus' name. He has a heavenly host, a heavenly host. Jesus Christ is his name. Jesus is so worthy. He's so worthy of all the glory, of all the honor, and all the praise. Who wouldn't want to serve a God like this? Who wouldn't want to serve a king like this? Because we have privileges in the kingdom of God. And you know what? He gives us keys. He gives us keys. He gives us hidden treasures. Oh, hallelujah, in secret places. Because you got to get connected. You have to connect to the king to get the privileges to draw from the king, connected to the king. If you're not connected, you got to get connected. If you have disconnected yourself, you need to reconnect yourself today. Say, I'm going to reconnect with my relationship with the Lord. I'm going to reconnect right now. I'm going to get connected, and I'm going to get excited about being a king's kid, the king of kings, and the king of glory, daughter or son. Jesus, he is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the bright and morning star. He's the lily of the valley. It's nobody, nobody like Jesus. We heard Sheree Monique Whitfield on the song, the intro to Minister in God's Way today. Nobody but Jesus. There's nobody. And, you know, that's why we have that song on there, because it's nobody but Jesus. And that's why it starts off with nobody but Jesus and it ends with nobody but Jesus. Because when you can get that revelation and when you can get that understanding and when you can establish that relationship, it's just nobody but Jesus. Because he is the answer. He is the way. And if you don't know him today, you have an opportunity to get to know him. And if you know him and you need to restore your relationship, well, you know, we should renew your relationship and restore your relationship with him. Let him know that I have fallen by the wayside. I have fallen astray. Lord, I've gone another way, on my way. But Lord, turn me around. Place my feet on solid ground. And Lord, let me lean on you and order my steps. Because he said in his word, the steps of a good man. Steps of a good man. What? Are ordered by the Lord. Tell the Lord you want to be good. You want to be a good woman. You want to be a good man. You want to be a good wife. You want to be a good husband. You want to be a good daughter or son, sister, brother, cousin, or friend. Say, Lord, order my steps in the name of Jesus. Make this thing personal. Learn to know him. Get to know the king. Get to know him. And then he'll speak to you and his Holy Spirit will minister to you and he'll touch you like never before. Praise our God. He's a wonderful God. Listeners, thank you so much for tuning in today. I've been blessed by the Lord and I pray that you have been too. Remember, you have a privilege. Don't live beneath your privilege. Get to know the King of Glory. God bless you.